This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump Organization and its longtime finance chief each pleaded not guilty Thursday to tax crime charges, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump Organization and its chief financial officer have pleaded not guilty to tax crime charges in New York. Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Alan Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg has worked for the Trump Company for decades. Former President Donald Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. I'm Mike Rossio.
President Joe Biden on Thursday offered comfort to the grieving and federal support for the ongoing efforts to search for the missing and rebuild after last week's collapse of a high-rise condominium building along the Florida coastline. Biden, responding to what appeared to be the deadliest calamity of his young presidency, also met with first responders hunting for survivors amidst the rubble in Surfside. In a briefing with local leaders and first responders, Biden said he intends to provide financial assistance to Miami area governments affected by the collapse.
Tell me what you need. And that goes for both the senators and congresswomen and anyone in Florida just to pick up the phone and
Biden and his wife Jill arrived in Florida a week after the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South beachfront condominium killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com.